Common Cold by All Star Medics. The common cold is a self-limiting viral illness affecting the upper respiratory tract. It may also occur due to allergic triggers. The condition is highly infectious and spreads through droplets or direct contact. Symptoms are usually mild, but systemic upset may occur. Most cases resolve within 7 to 10 days. Common viral causes include rhinoviruses, coronaviruses, parainfluenza, adenoviruses, and respiratory syncytial virus. Allergic triggers such as dust, pollen, and smoke may contribute, while risk factors include overcrowding, poor ventilation, and close contact with infected individuals. The common cold presents with nasal congestion or a runny nose, a dry or mildly productive cough, irritation of the throat, mild fever, and sneezing. These symptoms are self-limiting and rarely require advanced medical intervention. Treatment is primarily supportive. Encourage adequate oral fluids to maintain hydration and relieve throat discomfort. Pharmacological treatment includes paracetamol at 10 to 25 milligrams per kilogram every 4 to 6 hours to relieve fever and discomfort. Saline nasal drops or spray may be used to relieve nasal congestion. Antibiotics are not indicated, as the common cold is caused by viruses and their use contributes to antibiotic resistance. Caregiver education is crucial. Advise rest, increased fluid intake, and good hygiene practices such as hand washing and proper disposal of nasal secretions. Avoid over-the-counter cough and cold preparations in young children, as they may cause side effects. Caregivers should seek medical attention if symptoms persist beyond 3 days, if there is difficulty in breathing, persistent fever, or the child becomes unusually drowsy. Although the condition is usually mild, complications can occur. These include lower respiratory tract infections, such as bronchitis or pneumonia, which present with prolonged cough, fever, or breathing difficulty. In summary, the common cold is a self-limiting, viral upper respiratory tract infection managed through supportive care and proper symptom control. Antibiotics are unnecessary. Emphasis should be placed on hydration, rest, hygiene, and prompt recognition of complications.